hair. She wasn't born that way. Having first changed her color 6 years ago. These are important things, JP. Don't be rolling your eyes at me.
I didn't make a face.
It's really brought out the true Alyssa Campanella. Now, that's what she feels. She really feels like a redhead. So, sorry, guys. Yeah. She's also taken. Following her crowning, asked which celebrity she would like to date, she said that she was in a relationship. That someone is, that someone is actor Torrance Coombs. I haven't heard of him. Showtime, The Tudors. Oh. Campanella said Coombs cried when she won. He's proud of me. I couldn't ask for anything more. She was very sweet. Whatever. Also, this wasn't her first crack at Miss USA. Originally, she's from New Jersey and then became Miss California.
Did you say she did crack?
She fell through the cracks.
Oh.
Her first crack.
Okay.
At USA. See, you can't even say the word crack anymore. What happens?
JP,
you know what I'm saying?
Instigator.
You've just ruined a good word. Crack. Has so many different connotations. But then she became Miss California. She won that title. She was Miss New Jersey Teen in 2007. So, I mean, she's had a lot of practice with this. First
step,
Miss USA.
How'd she go from New Jersey Teen to Miss California?
Well, better chance at making Miss California with her red hair. I don't know.
So you can just move around and find the best state?
Yeah, that's what you have to do. That's what you have to do is where you can get the sponsors. That's what it's all about, the money. Now, she is partially allergic to the sun. Okay. When she was younger, no one understood why she would develop red bumps along the outside of her skin. She really talks about the most important things in life, too, I noticed. Very intelligent girl. So there you go. Alyssa Campanella.
Congratulations.
Some well-known, not well-known facts about Miss USA. Yes, congratulations. A lot to look forward to.
Indeed.
As long as she doesn't turn out like Williams.
And congratulations to Rory McIlroy for winning the U.S. Open.
U.S. Open, there you go.
And breaking Tiger Woods' record.
Here. Okay, so now let's talk some money talk. Let's get to some market talk.
I got some sports in. Did you see that?
You did it.
Yeah, okay. Are you done?
I'm done.
All right. Then let's bring up Steve Aussie. We want to talk to Steve Aussie about...
So now we're hearing more and more, Steve, about raising the debt ceiling. Where are we with that?
You know, I get much of my information from Jay Leno.
And that's a good source.
Yes, it is. Speaker of the House, Boehner, and Obama, as we know, we went golfing earlier this week. I think we talked about that before. But the little-known fact is that they ended up $14 trillion over par.
Much like the debt going on, right?
Very much. The Republicans walked away from talks on the debt ceiling this week because they felt that they weren't getting in any place. We don't have enough money to pay all of our debt. Supposedly on August 2nd is the time frame that we're looking at when we run out of money. And either you spend less on government employees or less on entitlement programs like Social Security and others, or we don't pay the interest on bond money. And if we do that, because our credit rating then could be reduced and the cost of borrowing would go up.
Well, how about taxes? Aren't people sending in their taxes?
The three options are is that the government either makes more, spends less, or they borrow, just like you and I would. And after $14 trillion in debt, the Republicans don't want to raise the limit and borrow more. The Democrats do want to raise taxes. They call it raising the revenue, and it sounds good, especially when tax the so-called rich. But much of what the government calls the rich are small business owners, and that's really the engine that drives our economy, and Republicans don't want to increase the tax rates. Think of this. If the tax rate were zero, then the government would get nothing. And if the tax rate were 100%, the government would get nothing because who would work if all the money was taken by the government? So a fellow named Laffer, and it's an odd name, but that's really his name, developed a curve showing that it's somewhere in the middle between zero and 100% tax rate is where the maximum amount is that the government can have. So when tax rates are reduced, lower income earners will have a benefit, and Obama would like that. But lower taxes on the rich in the past have shown that they will produce more, and that lower rate will generate more income. When Kennedy came in, he reduced the tax rate from 90% to 70%. It's incredible that taxes were that high not that long ago. And he increased revenues from $94 billion in 1961 to $153 billion in 1968 by lowering the tax rate. And then when Reagan came in, he had sweeping reductions as well, and tax revenues jumped in a similar way. Now, a lot of people tried to criticize that and say that, yes, but he ran up a huge deficit. But that's silly in my way of thinking. That's like if you or I had an increase in our income of three times, that would be a good thing. But if we spend 10 times more than we used to, of course, we go into debt. During the Reagan time, reducing tax rates did increase the amount of money to the government. And if we could just couple that with less spending, we could get our way out of this problem. So with the Republicans pulling out, Obama has to get into the dialogue. And that's probably a good thing. He can't just sit back and say it's up to Congress. He'll have to take more responsibility for what happens going forward.
Here's what I'm thinking. How about the rich donate to the government, and then they can write it off on their taxes?
Yeah, there are those we hear that come out and they say they wouldn't mind a higher tax rate. And, you know, good for them. Just write a bigger check, but leave the rest of us alone.
Yeah, I'm for that.
Uh-huh.
They're bound to raise the ceiling. They have to.
I think they have to raise the ceiling for now. But when they do so, they're also going to ask for permanent spending cuts and agreement that going forward, we won't continue to dip in the till. So I think we do have to raise the debt limit, but let's get promises and let's get it in writing that we're going to make some real solid cuts to future spending so we don't do this again.
So what do you think about the flat tax rate?
I think it has promise. We have such a whole industry based on preparing taxes, but also maybe a consumption tax, too. Maybe we don't tax income. Maybe we just tax on what people consume.
There's an idea.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, if you would like to know more about Steve Aussie and how he can help you, go to his website, steveaussie.com.
SteveAussie.com.
Okay, let me ask you something about this. I hear that Obama's talking about releasing oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserves. Now, what are these reserves, and why would that be done?
Yeah, there are four sites in the Gulf of Mexico. There are giant salt caverns where they've washed out the salt, and they've created these giant storage facilities, some as much as 3,000 feet below the surface. And we store a huge amount of crude oil in these caverns, which we use in case of national emergencies. We've only tapped into them three times in a coordinated global effort. This is also going on with other countries, and they're going to release worldwide some 60 million barrels of oil. The other times we did it, the Iraq invasion of Kuwait in 1990, and then in 2005 when Hurricane Katrina damaged much of the offshore oil rigs, we released it then, too. So they're going to release this in part to make up for the oil that we've lost while Libya is going through a civil war. And it has helped to drive oil prices down, and that may help the world economy. So that's part of the motivation to release this oil into the market, is to drive oil prices down somewhat. But that many barrels, while it sounds tremendous, is only about, well, let's see, it's about 4% of the total reserves, so we still have more. But it only amounts to a couple of days of oil consumption. But energy is important. One study has said that 10 of the 11 last recessions were due in part to energy prices. So I think the effect will be short-term at best. Some say it's politically motivated to help the economy a little bit here as we continue to move towards the elections. But it'll be a short-term effect. So we'll have to see where it goes from here. Also, some people say that oil speculators, those that think oil is going up, that the fact that they're doing this speculation drives the prices up. This has thrown a real left-hand curve to them because they didn't expect the government to come out and throw a bunch of oil, billions of barrels of oil into the market, driving oil prices down. So maybe some of those hedge fund guys will have a little sting there.
Yeah, well, that probably means that the gas prices that are going down right now are short-lived as well.
I think so. I think it can only go up. And a lot of statistics suggest that world oil consumption will soon outstrip our ability to produce it. So things are going to continue to go up in my estimation. So I would say that any investor also wants then, as they're at Costco pumping oil and paying more.
Ooh, Steve, he's got so much great information. Listen, when we come back, Aaron from Planned Parenthood is going to join us. Also, Better Living segment. We'll talk more about forgiveness and some things you might not know about Custer's Last Stand. You're with Fox News 1270 KBZZ, Reno Sparks.
Question after the state legislature passed and Governor Andrew Cuomo late last night signed a bill legalizing gay marriage in the Empire State, the sixth state in the nation and by far the largest to do so. New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg with a tip of the hat to the state Senate, which took last night's 33-29 vote after 4 days of delays.
We have taken the next big step on our national journey towards a more perfect union. They have certainly helped us lead the way. And I wanted to thank the senators for taking the time to talk to us over the past few weeks and for approaching this issue so thoughtfully and honestly.
The law passed despite opposition from the largest and most influential religious groups in the state. But in at least New York City, there are many churches that have already said they would happily officiate over a gay marriage ceremony. That law will take effect on July 24th. The flooding along the Souris River in Minot, North Dakota, flooding more than 4,000 homes now. And while the river will crest nearly 2 feet lower than had been expected, that's still enough to leave thousands stranded and records broken.
This has never been seen before, and it's happening all along the entire river point that we have in North Dakota. Probably every one that we have on the Souris River in North Dakota will see a record or near record.
The National Weather Service's Todd Hamilton. The regular Saturday session of the Casey Anthony murder trial in Orlando, Florida, derailed by some legal issue the court chose not to make public.
The judge came out this morning, told the courtroom the jury was not in there, just spectators and journalists, as well as all of the legal staff for both sides, and said a legal issue has arisen. Both sides concur. It must be addressed. We are now in recess until 8:30. Monday morning.
Fox's Phil Keating at the Orlando Courthouse. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
This is Fox News Talk.
Fox and Friends Encore.
Encore. Comedian and actor Marlon Wayans.
We've been watching you and your family ever since the days of that hit show on Fox. It was one of the first big shows on Fox called In Living Color.
Yes, I like the way you said it. In Living Color. Like
the number one fly girl who you used to work
with. We are not.
J-Lo.
J-Lo.
You could have been a fly girl.
No.
You fly girl.
Oh, well. So what do you think about J-Lo going from those images of In Living Color to now a judge in American Idol? Yeah, she looks a little different.
I'm